Welcome to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your host, motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Be sure to check out Greg at www.gregdwyer.com. That's www.gregdwyer.com. Now on to our show. Take it away, Greg.
Have you ever been held back by self-doubt or fear of failure, or maybe even just lack of motivation? In this episode today, we're going to talk about the secrets to overcoming obstacles, things that would get in your way, and how to be unstoppable. I remember years ago having a conversation with one of my friends, really close friends, and he said to me, "I don't believe that anybody can change." And I just totally disagree with that concept. I definitely believe it's possible to change, and I also believe it's possible to get past barriers. Rather than to be pessimistic or negative, it's possible to rewire our brains and to go after what we want. So what are some of the things that get in the way? Well, I have to admit, I tried something different today. I actually decided to go on artificial intelligence and to try to come up with some of the things that get in the way of being unstoppable. And that has to do with fear of success, fear of failure, not being resilient, all of these things. And it's amazing what the computer can, you know, give you as far as obstacles, but it actually gave me an outline. Now, I'm not going to use this outline today. I'm just going to share it with you. But some of these points I think are really important. The first one is clarify your vision. Absolutely. You know, if you're not knowing what you're doing, or you don't have a clear vision, or you have a conflict of what you want, yeah, you certainly are not going to be able to go after it. It's just not going to happen. So being clear on that, I agree with that 100%. What I find is when you talk to people and you ask them, you know, what do you want out of life, or where do you want to go? I do some coaching. I don't do a lot of coaching. A lot of times people will just simply say, I don't know. Or they'll say, this is what I don't want. I don't want this. I don't want that. But people resist coming up with something that they're really clear about having. Like, okay, I want $1 million, or I want a house, or I want this job, or I want this car. That's the first step, getting very clear. The second one that artificial intelligence talked about was overcoming doubt. Okay, let's face it. If what you want you don't have right now, there is this gap and there's this sense of doubt, wondering if you're ever going to get it. Well, one of the things you can do is think about all the things that you have in your life now that you didn't have 5 years ago or 10 years ago, right? And then sit down and think about it. How did you get it? And also start to build confidence that you can get it. Like, for instance, I remember years and years ago, I was not a homeowner. I remember signing the papers and becoming a homeowner and going through all that process, and now I own a home. So you think, okay, I was able to do that. You can think of other accomplishments that you have achieved, and that can give you confidence. So knowing what you want, overcoming doubt, and then the next one that artificial intelligence talks about here is cultivating resilience. Setbacks are going to happen. Things are going to get in the way. There's no way you're going to pursue your dreams without obstacles and frustrations. Right? This is, you know, absolutely true. I remember years ago working on my website and having technical problems and just realizing that, you know, if I'm going to get this done, I'm going to need other people to help me because I can't figure it all out. Whatever it is, whatever you want to pursue, there's going to be roadblocks and things are going to get in the way. My friend Jerry Clark talks about the Murphy's Committee, right? This committee that gets together and throws things at you and throws obstacles at you and tries to get you to give up. I saw this movie not too long ago in this theater. It escapes me. I can see the name, but it's about this nun that helped immigrants, specifically Italian children, be really prosperous in America. And there were obstacles after obstacles after obstacles. And no matter what, she just kept on pursuing. And I think we have to realize that there are going to be obstacles. And I think overcoming those problems does help us build resilience. Finding motivation, that's a good one. I don't know if you have to find it, but you definitely have to have it. And the next one is support system. Have a good support system. So everything I just said to you, I almost wish I could tell you that artificial intelligence is saying this right now, but this is what artificial intelligence said in response to being unstoppable. Well, here's what I think, and this is not what I researched. This is what I've experienced over the last 20 years of being in the game of business. And some of this is common sense, but these are some of the things that I think get in the way. The first one is fear. You know, it could be fear of the unknown or just fear of wondering what will happen if you pursue this. It's getting outside of your comfort zone is what it really is. Because think about it, everything that you have right now is comfortable. You know, everything you have is within that comfort zone and you don't have to do anything. Everything that you want is outside of that comfort zone and you have a couple choices. One is you can pursue that fear or get past that fear, or you can stay where you are. And most people, what they do because they value being comfortable more than getting what they want is they just stay with where they are. And that's just it. This is a big one. You know, people go to a seminar, or they read a book, or they get motivated, or, you know, they have an idea. And most people stop. Most people just, they don't even get started. Monday morning, they don't get started. The comfort zone is a powerful zone. It's almost, it's almost like gravity in a sense. It holds people in that gravitational pull. And in addition to that, friends and family and coworkers and, you know, your environment tends to keep you in that comfort zone because the people that you know, they're afraid to get out on their own and do what they're, you know, called to do perhaps. So being inside that comfort zone is comfortable. And so if you're going to pick up the phone and you're going to make a phone call and you hate doing it, you're probably not going to do it. So fear, I think fear is probably one of the biggest things that steals many people's dreams. So you just have to realize that if you're going to go after something you don't have, you're going to have to face it. I remember the first time I went to college. I never went to college. It was a new experience for me. I don't know if you ever went to college, but you go and you do something that you've never done. It's like anything, driving a car. I was thinking about this today coming home. There was a time when I was afraid to get behind the wheel. There was a time when I didn't know what I was doing behind the wheel. Now I don't even think about it. Anything that we are very comfortable doing, there was probably a time when we were not comfortable doing it. So I think fear is a big one. We have to be able to, we have to get past our fear. There's a famous book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, right? Do it anyway. And what I have found is that the more you face the fear, the more you do it, despite what you're feeling, the more fear goes away, you know, in the sense that it doesn't control you. All right, so a coward dies 1,000 times and a courageous man only dies once. So what's that mean? That means, okay, I want to do something. I'm really afraid to pick up the phone, but you know what? I'm just going to do it. Who cares? And they just bite the bullet. Where a courageous, a person that's a coward, they'll just sit back and they won't do anything. And they'll think about it. They'll be upset. They'll be afraid. Fear is a big one. I think it's one of the big things that gets in someone's way and steals their dreams and makes them stoppable. So you got to get past it. All right, the next one that I think gets in people's ways is limited beliefs. And we all have them. I have them. You probably have them as well. And what I think is really deadly about these limited beliefs is that they are, for the most part, unconscious. Now, I believe in coaching. I've had coaches. I've worked with coaches. I've coached people. Any person that I think is really going to succeed in life, doesn't matter what it is, I think if they're really serious, they're going to have a coach. Now, I'm not saying you got to hire me as a coach, but I will tell you, coaches who are really good are going to, you know, keep your feet to the fire so that, you know, you can't use fear as an excuse. and they're going to help you to uncover your limited beliefs. When I was in Ohio many, many, many years ago, my first coach was Steve Martin. Now, I wish I could say it was Steve Martin, the comedian, but his name was Steve Martin. He wasn't the comedian. And I'll never forget it. It was 12 weeks for $1,200. My family thought I was crazy. I still remember it like yesterday. We're talking 1993, maybe. So every week I would talk to him, and it was a new experience. I never had anything like this where I actually paid somebody, and they, you know, they listened to me and they coached me. Since then, I've had business coaches. I've coached other people. But the beauty of having a coach is this. They are able to help you, if you're open to it, to uncover your limited beliefs. Now, it could take you a decade to uncover your limited beliefs, right? You know, and I've seen it in my own life. It could take you 5 years. It could take you a year to figure out your unlimited belief. What if you paid somebody $1,000 and they worked with you for a couple hours and they were able to get towards that limited belief and expose it and bring it out to the light so that you can look at it and make some changes? Would that be worth it? Of course it would be, rather than spending 5 or 10 years. So I talked about this last week on the podcast. A lot of our limited beliefs are unconscious. We're not aware of them. They're running the show. And you can't really change something if you're not aware of it. One of my friends, colleagues, Brian Klemmer, who passed away a few years back, he wrote a book called If How-To's Were Enough. The name of the book is called If How-To's Were Enough, Everybody Would Be Rich, Skinny, and Happy. Wonderful book. If you go on Amazon, you can buy it. It's a great book. What he says in the book and what he says in his seminars, Personal Mastery, I think is the first level, is that we are pretty much ruled by our unconscious mind. And he talks about, and other people have talked about this. This is not new. It's like, think about a man on top of an elephant. The man represents the conscious mind. The elephant represents the unconscious. You know, and you kind of think that the man is directing the elephant, but in reality, we know that the elephant, you know, can go anywhere he wants to go. And so the whole idea is that the programming that's running your life is below the surface, which is unconscious, and you're probably not aware of it. So the name of the book is called If How-To's Were Enough, Everybody Would Be Rich, Happy, and Skinny. And what he's saying is, all right, you can sit somebody down and say, here's how to do this, and they're not going to do it. Now think about that. You know, it's pretty profound. People go and spend thousands of dollars learning something, and they don't do it. Or they read a book, and they don't follow through. Or they attend a class, and it's not part of their life. They just don't have time to get around to making it happen. Why is that? Like, you know, this is one of the things I've been thinking about for many, many years. Why is that? Well, the reason why is these limited beliefs are running the show. So someone can say, I really want to be successful, but I'm afraid of calling people. I'm afraid of rejection. Or I want to be rich, but my limited belief below the surface is something like, I think money is evil and people that have more than they need are terrible people. Fear and limited beliefs will stop you in your tracks. Stop you in your tracks. You just have to figure that out, you know, and the fastest way to figure it out is to have a coach or a friend or someone that's going to help you, or journaling or figuring it out yourself, which is costly because it takes a lot of time. I think the easiest way to uncover unlimited beliefs is having somebody help you as far as a coach. So fear is the first one. The next one is limited beliefs. The third one is emotions. This could be stress. This could be anger. This could be overwhelm. This can be, you know, Tony Robbins talks about a state. He talks about being in a certain state of mind or state of being. If you want to figure something out, you want to be in a positive state. You want to be in a resourceful state of emotion, right? You don't want to, like, okay, so what is tomorrow? Tomorrow is April 15th. What am I looking at? I'm looking at 5:14 on a Sunday afternoon. It's almost 5:15, and let's say you never did your taxes this year, and you're sitting down with your accountant this afternoon, and you're trying to figure it out, and it's 5:14 in the afternoon, and the taxes are due tomorrow. You have less than 24 hours to get it done, maybe. Right, to get to the post office by tomorrow by 5 o'clock, and you're really frustrated and you're really angry and you're just, you know, that state of mind is probably not going to help you get it done. just not going to help you get it done. And of course, I don't know why you procrastinated and put it off until the last minute. So emotional states are really important. To be in a positive state of mind is really important. If you're in a negative state of mind, and I know people that are, I know people, you know, they're wired that way. Everything is black. Everything is gray. Everything is brown. Everything is, the glass is half empty and it's probably not going to work. And, you know, it's not only their limited belief, it's also their emotional state, and this will get in the way. It'll actually stop you. So what I don't want to get in the way is a commercial. So let's do that real quick.
You've been listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Do you wish you could sharpen your focus on what matters most to you and achieve more? Then you owe it to yourself to read Greg's ebook at gregdwyerebook.com. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. Download it today and give it away. As always, we want to thank you for listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Now back to our show. Take it away, Greg.
Okay, I am predicting that in the future, I won't even have to do these podcasts. I will go on ChatGPT or artificial intelligence. I will put in the prompt exactly what I want to talk about, maybe a sentence or two. And not only will it give me the outline of the podcast, but it will also create the podcast in my own voice. And I will be sitting on a beach in the Bahamas, and you will be listening to this podcast thinking that it's me. That is going to be happening soon. Now, I don't know about the Bahamas thing. I don't know about going on the beach. But what I'm saying is technology is changing so fast that artificial intelligence can not only give you the information that you need, but it can create the video, and it can also create the voice to mimic yourself. So that's where we're heading, folks. That's where we're heading. So what I might do is put in a bunch of episodes, and before I die, I will still be doing this call live into the next millennium. So that's what I got to look forward to. That's what it means to be unstoppable. All right, so we're talking about what stops people. Number one, fear. Fear is the number one killer of dreams. But, you know, here's the weird thing. Why is it that some people don't care? Like, I was following this actress, Ana de Armas. She's from Havana. She's from Cuba. When she was like 18 years old, she left her mom and dad, and she went to Spain. You know, she had some money. She said, Mom, I'll be back when I run out of money. And she just went to her grandparents in Spain and became an actress. And then she left Spain, and she went to L.A., not even knowing how to speak English, and got a role as an actress. Now she's an actress. People know her, been on Netflix, done a bunch of movies. Some people, they just have fear for breakfast. Like, they don't care. And I do think that the answer is their dream is bigger than the fear. It's just like they have to have it. And, yeah, they have the fear of the unknown, but they don't care. They just push through and they face the fear. The other one is limited beliefs. Oh, I don't know. I'm not good enough. I don't think I can do this. We all have those. Today, what's really popular is this idea of the imposter syndrome. You know, who am I? I'm no good. Well, we all feel that way. And I think once you figure that out and realize that everybody feels that way, you just keep on pushing forward. The third one is emotions. Bad emotional state. You're depressed. You're angry. You're sad. You're frustrated. That's not a good way to go after your dreams. So my mom, if she was here, she'd say, hey, Greg, go for a walk. Yeah, that's what she'd say. Go for a walk, clear that energy, and come back into the house with some more positive energy, and don't be so upset or frustrated. All right. So what else is going to get in your way? And if you can overcome it, you'll be unstoppable. This is a big one. You ready? I'm going to do a drum roll. Habits. Now, this goes back to the unconscious mind. 45 to 65,000 thoughts every single day. So today is Sunday. I had about 45 to 65,000 thoughts today. Today's not over, so it's still happening. 90% of my thoughts are repetitive. 80%, 70% of them are not that good. They're negative. They tend to be negative for most people. But here's the rub. We're repeating our thoughts every single day, which turns into habits. I just finished a book audiobook. Habits. The name of the book is Habits. Our life is dictated by our habits, which is good. It's great. If you get in the habit of flossing your teeth, you're flossing your teeth, brushing your teeth, you know, saying please and thank you. Habits, right? The downside is you can also have habits that are going to take you further and further and further away from your dreams. Tiny Habits, and I'm reading this book right now called Tiny Habits, is that if you can figure out what you want and then start every single day with a habit that's simple, you can change your behavior. And when we're talking about being unstoppable, it means changing your behavior so that you are unstoppable. Now, the downside is if you have bad habits that are taking you away, you want to be a millionaire, you want to make money, you want to do this, but you're sleeping until noon, or you're staying up all night, or you're eating junk food, but you say you want to lose weight or be healthy. Habits are powerful. Now, some people say it takes a month to do it. Some people say it takes 2 months to do it. All I can tell you is if you can figure out what you want and you can slowly make it a habit, not the whole thing, maybe just a small part of it, and then, you know, get other habits that help you, it will move you in that direction so that you become unstoppable. Now, I do this lecture. It's called The Magic of Focus. Magic of Focus. I've been thinking about this and rewriting the script and testing it out in the market for a couple years now. What I promise audiences when I walk out on stage is this. Okay, this is my promise to them. I say, what if we could make focus automatic so that you don't have to think about it, so that whatever you want comes without much struggle? In other words, a habit. What if we could turn habit or focus into a habit? Then your success would be automatic. Let me say that correctly. When you make focus a habit, your success becomes automatic. So that's my foundational phrase of my lecture. When you realize that whatever you want, let's say it's weight loss or it's money or a relationship or travel or whatever it is, if you could learn how to focus and make that focus a habit towards what you want, then your success is inevitable. In other words, you will be unstoppable. So this goes back to the unconscious mind, which is running the show, and getting habits that help you. Now, the quickest way, I'm going to tell you a secret. It's not a secret, but a lot of people don't know this. Hypnosis is the fastest and quickest way to do this. Self-hypnosis or going to a hypnotist is a way to get past the resistance that most of us have so that you can condition the unconscious mind, right? Hypnosis, self-hypnosis is the key. It's what you say to yourself. It's what you think. It's what you feel. It's what you see. And it's nothing that we're not doing already. I don't know, what is that, a double negative? But we're all hypnotists. You know, we think, oh, I don't know about hypnosis. I don't know about self-hypnosis. We are the greatest hypnotists that has ever lived because our reality is based on the trance that we are putting ourselves in every single day. Every single day, we are the master of our destiny by our thoughts, by our feelings, by our emotions, by what we visualize. So if you want to make this a habit and you want to change your direction, you have to either find somebody like a coach or a hypnotist to change that for you or help you change it, or you have to do it yourself. How do you do it? Simple way. Write down what you want. You say it to yourself every day. You visualize it, and you take small steps to make it happen. Lastly, I saved, I think, the best for last. You have to have the skill. You have to have the skill. If you don't have the skill, how in the world are you going to get it done? So this last week, I was on a conference call for 5 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for an hour a day, 5 hours. At the very end, we were talking about outreach. We were talking about marketing ourselves as speakers or entertainers or coaches or whatever. And the lady that was leading the workshop says there's certain things that you have to learn how to do. You have to have certain skills. You have to have phone skills. You have to be able to pick up the phone and make connections and talk to people. You have to have the ability to send emails. You have to have the ability to network, right? You have to, there are many different strategies that you can adopt to do outreach, because you got to let people know who you are, what you're doing, and make them aware of it. You can't just sit home and hope for the phone to ring. So she went down the line, all of the participants, and said, what's your superpower, Greg? What are you good at? What are you, you know? I said the phone. I'm really great at the phone. I love the phone. I enjoy picking up the phone. It's not always been that way for me, but I've learned to be able to do it. I've gotten past my fear. I remember how I was when I first did it. I was very afraid. I got past my limited beliefs, emotions of stress. You know, sometimes it bothers me, but right now it's a habit. I do it without even thinking. And in addition to that, I have pretty good skills as well. But as they went down the line and they asked people about what they do or how they feel about their superpower, a lot of people felt that they couldn't do it, that they weren't able to do it. Like, I could never pick up the phone. I could never call anybody, or I could never. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. These are the things that get in the way: fear, limited belief, emotions, habits, and certainly skills. So you have to have the right skills. And I will tell you, you don't need a hypnotist for this, but what you do need is somebody to model. Like, if you want to be an artist, you want to paint paintings, you might want to work with a painter. If you want to be a speaker, you might want to hang out with speakers, or, you know, work with a speaker. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You want to match and mirror. You want to work with somebody that already has the skills. I mean, years ago, when someone wanted to be a plumber, or they wanted to be a doctor or anything, you had a person, a master that you worked with, that you were like an apprentice. I'm thinking of Mickey Mouse and the Sorcerer's Apprentice, right? You have somebody that, you know, is so far down the line than you are. Like, I have certain skills, 30, 40 years of doing certain things, that if I were to meet somebody that was brand new, I would sit down and I'd say, look, this is how I think. This is how I do what I do. And it would help a person and save them time. So if you want to be unstoppable, you got to get past your fear. ChatGPT says you got to clarify your vision. You got to overcome self-doubt. You got to cultivate resistance. Resilience, you got to find motivation, and you got to build a support team. What I'm saying, and this is based on my research and my experiences, the things that get in the way, number one, are fear, limited beliefs, emotions, habits, and just simply not having the skills to follow through. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, you know, I really think it all comes down to the bell curve. No matter what you're sharing with people, it could be a conference, a book, a seminar, doesn't matter. Some people are going to do it, and some people are not. I remember many, many, many years ago, we're talking like 1993, I was at a Barnes & Noble, and I met Susie Orman. This was before Susie Orman was anybody. And I went up to her. I said, hi, Susie. I bought her book, something to do with freedom and finances and money. And now that I think about this, she could have sold 100 books that day. There was 100 people in the Barnes & Noble. And if she sold 100 books, maybe 5 people in that room would have read the book from cover to cover. And maybe one person would have put in a financial plan based on that book of what she taught in that book. Why did the other 99 not do it? Why didn't they even read the book, let alone put it into practice? I think it's easy. Skills, habits, emotions, beliefs, and fear. If you can face these things, you can be unstoppable. All right, I hope I gave you something to think about. Next week, we're going to start a series on mind reading. The title is going to be How to Know What Other People Are Thinking Without Being a Mind Reader. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show, brought to you by Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Go to www.gregdwyer.com to learn more. And always listen in to the Building Fortunes Radio Show for Greg Dwyer as he shares information about his Diamond Mind Transformation Training. So listen in, get involved, and help spread the word. be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer website to hear more of Greg Dwyer radio shows. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Greg and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.